We're back to the second quarter underway as Elliott County has possession. Chase Porter on the right wing comes across the top on the left side to Gage Evans. Evans off to the top of the circle up the high right now to Spencer. Elliott County down eight and with the ball. Spencer works to the left of the key, stops and fires. He got it.
I figured one would fall for Spencer here before too long.
Taking a look at the Whitaker Bank by the numbers, Collins shooting at 45.5%. Elliott County just 4 of 18 for 22%. Collins with the basketball. Vail out at the high right. Gets it to Eads at the top of the circle. Left side to Ford, who's back in. He drives from the left side. Doesn't get it to go. And Evans rebounds for Elliott County. There's a drive by Evans right down the lane. Put it up high off the glass. He got it. Another Whitaker Bank shot. Gage Evans. And he was fouled.
Evans just pushing the tempo that time on the length of the court as far as he could go. Nobody picked him up, so he continued on until he got to the basket.
So Evans, with 4 points, will look for five at the line. Gage sights it and shoots it. He got it. So Evans has 5 points, and Elliott County back to within three at 15-12. Cole Whitley, a 5'5 freshman, is into the game for Elliott County. Fort on the left wing. Throws it out front to Feltner at the high left to McKnight. And now to Turner at the top of the circle. Off to Feltner. Foul line extended right. Back to Turner down low. Back out to Feltner. Moves to the right of the lane. Now to Turner on the right baseline. He knocks down a 15-footer. 17-12 in favor of Collins. Spencer driving it right back for Elliott County. He counters with two. Took it coast to coast.
Collins is going to have to get back on D, start matching up earlier, start turning the ball handler.
Feltner on the angle right. Gets a screen from Turner. Drives the baseline. In traffic. Put it up. It doesn't fall. Evans grabs the rebound after it hit the floor for Elliott County. Gives to Spencer. Spencer on the right side. Flips the pass cross court to Whitley. Now out front to Evans. Back to Spencer. Right of the lane. Drives inside. Reverse with the right hand. Doesn't go. Cochran collects the rebound. And a foul called in the backcourt against Elliott County.
Probably not a wise foul that time by two Elliott County players. Feltner, one of them, I think the call was on Fannin.
Gavin Fannin.
90 or so feet from the basket, they decide to double team randomly, and not just double team, but get aggressive in, and one of them picks up the foul. Fannin does.
Yeah, Fannin into the game for the first time. There's a little pressure out half court by Elliott County, but Collins able to handle it. Feltner to Turner, right side of the circle, left side to Fort. Daylight for a three, in and out, and back in again.
And if Elliott County is going to trap wings and corners, then they've got to know who's going to be opposite. And that time it was Ford, who's already hit 1-3. That is second.
Chase Porter on the angle right. Now out front to Spencer. 5.5 minutes to play in the half. Right side to Chase Porter. Porter moves to the right of the lane, fires, and is fouled. It'll go against Feltner, and that'll be his first. And the third on the team. So Porter with a couple of free throws here. And the first is no good. He'll have another one.
For Elliott County against number 31, Austin Porter.
Austin Porter coming back in, replacing Gavin Fannin. So Porter will try it again. And he missed it. And Cochran yet another rebound for Collins. He's got eight. Unless that one, just the monitor hasn't updated yet. But he has been dominant off the defensive board. Here's McKnight driving. He put it high off the glass. No good. Porter, or Cochran rather, trying to follow. And now he couldn't score, but he got fouled, Cameron.
Now he might have 10.
Chase Porter with the foul, his second. And the fifth on the team. And Cochran, who has 5 points.
And 10 rebounds. Scoreboard, or stats just updated.
He's on his way to a double-double, isn't he? May have it by the end of the half.
Looks like that, right?
He missed the first free throw. We'll have a substitution in as Cole Whitley sits down and Tanner Dickerson comes back in for Elliott County. Cochran is a 63% foul shooter. 6'4 senior. Averages 15.5 and 7 rebounds. Then he hit the second free throw, so he's got 6. 5-12 to play. Here in the first half, Spencer lobs the pass off of the high left to Chase Porter. Brings it out toward the center of the court. Throws an entry pass to Gage Evans, who dribbles it out from the right of the lane to the high left. Down to the left corner to Tanner Dickerson. Out to Gage Evans. A deep three. It doesn't go. Feltner had the rebound, and an Elliott County player was underneath him, and that player was Austin Porter. That'll be his first foul, and it'll be Collins' ball. 16 foul. So no free throws yet, but Collins is in the bonus right now. McKnight into the offensive end. Bounces out front to Feltner. Feltner back to McKnight on the left wing. Goes toward the baseline. Spencer cut him off. Out to Fort from the top left. Missed a long three. Rebound is tipped by McKnight, but right to Dickerson of Elliott County. Dickerson to Spencer. Right side it goes to Chase Porter. He spins, goes toward the right baseline. Out to Dickerson for a three-pointer on the rim, and it fell in. Dickerson hits a three for Elliott County. Much needed. Cuts the lead down to four.
All made by the pass by Porter that time, who spun baseline, went up like he was going to shoot, and knew immediately where his teammate was going to be on the wing.
21-17. Collins in possession. Fort on the angle left. We're in the first round of the Sweet 16 here in Lexington. This winner of this game will move on to the quarterfinals. Fort at the top left. 3:55 to play in the half. Now to Cochran in the foul circle. Right side to Feltner on the wing. Down low to Cochran. Put it up and in. A Whitaker bank shot there for Cochran. And he picks up a foul.
So far, both teams seem to have somewhat of answers for each other, except no one has an answer for Cochran, either on the boards or on the offensive end.
Spencer picked up the foul for Elliott County, and here is Cochran, a chance to score his ninth point, and he does so. He's hit 4 of 5 from the line, has a three-point field goal, plus a two, and the 10 rebounds.
You said he was going to have a double-double before half, and it's looking that way.
Here's a foul against Collins. Feltner fouling Spencer. Feltner drawing his second foul. And Marcellus Vail comes back into the lineup for Collins. And Feltner sits down. So Evans will inbound to Corbin Spencer, who has 6 points for Elliott County, guarded by Dominic Turner. Spencer hands to Dickerson, now to Chase Porter, coming from the right to the left, out in front. Chase working back to the free throw line. Right side it comes there to Austin Porter. Now out front to Corbin Spencer. He's alone for a moment, and he hits a three straight on hook. And he had a bit of daylight, and he knocked it down.
I was going to say, he was never really left alone, but he did have just a smidgen of daylight, and I guess you can't give him much more than that.
24-20, Collins by 4 as we near the 3-minute mark of the second quarter. Vail deep on the right sideline, out high right to McKnight. Gets a screen out front from Turner, pitches it left side to Ford, who drives into the lane, and a slap down. And Coach Greg Atkins didn't like that call. The foul against Dickerson, and that's his third.
I didn't either, but again,
when you reach down, slapping down, that's the problem, I guess.
Yeah,
you come the other way, up underneath.
I guess my issue is, though, every time it's a reach, it isn't necessarily a foul. I mean, that's what they call a reach. Well, that doesn't mean it was a foul. But again, I didn't have the angle that the official did. And again, I'm being too kind to officials this week already.
Fort to hit the first free throw. He's in the books with 9 points now.
Actually, I think they gave one of his baskets a three earlier that we credited for a two.
He hit the second free throw as well. So let me check his point total. Fort is listed with 13 points. So one of those buckets back in the first quarter that I gave him as a two-pointer was apparently a three. Here's a drive by Corbin Spencer for Elliott County. Missed the shot, but couldn't get it to fall in, and he does draw a foul. And that will go against Cochran, his first foul. So with 2:54 left in the half, it's 26-20, Collins over Elliott County. We'll stay here and go over to Carl Nathy.
Thanks very much, Doug Orme, and I'm alongside the media relations manager and really Mr. Kentucky Utilities for many of us, Cliff Feltham. He is the voice and face of Kentucky Utilities, and this is the 20th anniversary of the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 radio network, and now online network and television network. But anyway, why did you decide this was a good partnership way back when?
Well, we serve customers all across the state of Kentucky. And when it was first brought to us, we thought, Well, you know, we have people in almost all 16 regions, and we might as well help talk to our customers out there and let them enjoy some basketball as well. So we decided at the very beginning to say yes, and here we are.
Now, the radio network, over 50 stations across the state this year. Of course, the game's also online on the KHSAA.org. Kentucky Utilities is a company that has to always be taking care of its customers, but always thinking forward, because power needs are not going down anytime soon.
Correct. It's amazing in the 20 years that I've been with the company how the technology has advanced. And, of course, we're very cognizant about that cyber existence and keeping it safe so that the electricity system is safe. And it's, you know, all directed at the customer.
Well, thanks for being with us, and thanks so much for your continuing support. Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network, Cliff.
We're glad to be a part of it again this year.
All right, Cliff Feltham, Kentucky Utilities. Back to you, Doug.
Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLNLP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Corbin Spencer hit the second of two free throws, missed the first for Elliott County, and they trail by 5, 26-21. Collins with the ball. Dominic Turner rips a pass. Fort goes way up to grab it. Skip pass right side to Vail. Now back to Fort on the left side, and now Turner giving it to McKnight out front. McKnight guarded by Spencer to Turner at the top of the circle. Pass high right to Fort. Out front to Turner again. Cole Whitley is back in, the freshman for Elliott County. He's matched up now against Fort on that high right. Down in the right corner it goes to Turner. Left side to Vail. Now to McKnight, left side of the key. McKnight down the left of the lane to Vail, out front to Turner. Turner to Ford, coming from right to left, pulls up at the free throw line, missed the jumper. Turner, nice rebound, back up, can't score, goes after it again. Vail has it for a putback, and he puts it in for his first two.
Second chance points, Collins taking advantage.
28-21, Spencer right back for Elliott County, goes up and was tied up, and the arrow belongs to Collins. Checking back in for Elliott County is Gavin Fannin. He played briefly earlier in this period. Whitley sits down for the Lions. A chance here for Collins to extend a 7-point lead with only a minute 48 left in the half. McKnight down in the right corner to Marcellus Vail. Found a one-bounce dribble on the far sideline. It's McKnight. He finds Fort here on the left side, and now to Cochran at the top of the key. A return to Fort at the high left. And a whistle and a moving screen
for that Cochran, where that pick and roll turns into a extended pick instead of an extended roll. Cochran got called for it.
Like an offensive lineman running down.
It always frustrated me. I always seemed to get stuck with it on defense, and it never got called. Is that pick that would come, and then he would roll down the lane as I'm trying to fight through under, and he'd continue to screen.
Nick Eads comes back in for Collins. You should go over the top of the screen.
Well, no, over Doug, it depends on what the scouting report says.
Well,
can't just
right.
Assume that you're going over the top of the screen.
Yeah, if he's not a shooter, he's a driver.
That's
you go underneath.
Exactly right.
Here's a pass down low for Elliott County and a layup missed. Point-blank range by Austin Porter, but I think he got fouled. He did. And he'll go to the free throw line.
I used to love it when guys would go under the screen.
I'll bet you did.
Oh, my gosh. That's the only way I would score.
Marcellus Vail with the foul, his first.
They followed me. I couldn't do anything.
Free throw up is good by Porter. Kyle Perdue back in for Collins. Well, your coaches that you played for, Coach Patino, Coach Smith, they were wise enough to put you in situations where
yes,
you were
against zone defenses,
effective.
Particularly when they would put me in.
Free throw on the way, and that one is a little bit too strong by Porter, and the rebound pulled down by Eads of Collins. A minute 20 to go in the half. It's 28-22, Collins by 6. Perdue on the angle right. Throws a pass out front. It's a poor one, and Eads couldn't come up with it. And Coach Chris Gaither is looking over at Perdue as if to say, what was that?
It's a bad pass. That's what I would say.
Yep.
Sorry, Coach. Coach Gaither's been doing a lot more Let's just say streaming last few minutes.
Well, he's
Is that fair?
A little more interested, let's say, in the proceeding.
It just seems like it's escalated here in the last, just the last few possessions, maybe.
Porter to the right elbow, and into the right corner it goes there to Fannin. Out to Chase Porter, way off the target with a three, sailed wide left, and here comes Collins on the run with McKnight to a trailing Eads, and back to McKnight, and he is fouled by Fannin. Or Spencer, rather. That'll be his second foul.
And look, I don't know if he is a three-point shooter or not. And from looking so far in this game, he hasn't attempted one. Actually, he hasn't attempted a shot. But, again, just the methodic way that Collins runs their offense. They don't look – they've had several first kind of passes, second passes that lead to open shots, but they don't take it. They're always looking for that second, third option or running, at least maybe trying to make Elliott County work some defensively.
McKnight missed the one-and-one bonus, and we head down the other way, and a jumper missed by Evans from the foul line. The rebound by Eads of Collins, and here come the Titans. McKnight to Purdue in the right corner. Back out McKnight, high right. Swing it left side to Fort, alone for a three. Rattled and didn't stay, and Chase Porter with a rebound for Elliott County. 18 seconds left in the half. 28-22, Collins leads by six. Elliott County with a 15-13 edge here in this quarter. Pass on the left side to Evans. He's open, and it's a three from the left side. Big bucket there for Elliott County going to the locker room by Gage Evans, who has 8 points here in the half. And we'll go down to Carl Nathy, who is with Coach Greg Atkins.
And we are just about to get with Coach Atkins. He's checking with his scorebook keeper for Elliott County. Coach, just want to get a quick word with you. Got some nice finish there at the end of the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we had it was a really good look by Chase to find Gage. Seemed like the first quarter and a half, we really struggled offensively. I don't know that we're getting bad looks, just having a hard time finding the basket. I thought we did enough defensively to keep ourselves in the game. We're so fortunate to be just down three right now.